City Attorney Bob Hageman told the city council they and only they can appoint a new mayor by law. He or she has to be 21, has to live in Charlotte, and...
The former mayor was elected as a Democrat, so the person you appoint will have to be a Democrat.
The council could ask the state legislature to pass a law that would create a special election. Some supporters of last year's Republican mayoral candidate Edwin Peacock held signs in the audience calling for just that. Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes, a Democrat, shot it down.
Nobody believes that we need the state legislature to tell us how to fill a vacancy on the city council.
I recognize the frustration of people who are looking at the prospect of an unelected mayor for 20 months.
Republican Councilman Ed Driggs agrees with Barnes.
But at the same time, the healing process is better served, I think, by moving quickly to an appointment.
So then the question becomes who to choose. Driggs says the council doesn't have a formal list of candidates it's choosing from, but...
I think it's pretty clear in our minds who the people are that are seriously in contention.
Jennifer Roberts, Dan Kleinfeld, James Mitchell. Yeah.
That's Barnes naming the consensus top three outside candidates. Former County Commissioner Jennifer Roberts, longtime Mecklenburg State Senator Dan Clodfelter, and former City Councilman James Mitchell, who lost to Cannon in last year's Democratic primary and is currently running in the 12th District Congressional primary. All three began reaching out to council members last week. Then there's the internal candidates. Councilwoman Patsy Kinsey served as mayor after Anthony Fox became U.S. Transportation Secretary last year. She says she would do it again. Councilwoman Vi Lyles, a former assistant city manager, talked like a campaigner.
I grew up here. I've watched it grow to be a city. I see what we can be about. I believe in us, and that's why I'm willing to do it.
And Councilmen David Howard and Barnes also haven't ruled out their own runs. The election will take place next Monday. In the meantime, those candidates will try to win support. One would-be mayor approached Ed Driggs immediately after the meeting adjourned.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, good to see you.
Frank Deaton chairs the 9th Congressional District for the Democratic Party Executive Committee.
Well, I'd love to take you to lunch or buy a cup of coffee and talk about it to see what you think.
Okay.
That is how those meetings will take place. One-on-one or in small groups, Councilman John Autry said.
It's going to be a lot of phone conversations. It's going to be a lot of discussion. Hey, you want to meet for breakfast tomorrow? Or we have open meetings laws. We can't have a closed session meeting. It's going to be a lot of one-on-one discussions.
If more than five council members convene, it becomes an official meeting, open to the public and requiring official notice. There are no more meetings between now and the vote. But Mayor Pro Tem Barnes said the council could still potentially take public input.
There may be some opportunity on Monday before the vote to hear from the people.
But a decision will already
be
made.
We're trying to figure
that
out. Maybe. Maybe. You know, I know you guys think we always decide stuff ahead of time, but it's not necessarily the case. This stuff is fluid.
For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.